All right, we are back on. All right. Looking at amendments to the bill. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Page 2, line 48, after trust, insert, or resident, or restricted status.
Second. Can I second?
Second.
Congressman Potts has seconded. He got his turn.
I got one.
He got a second. All right, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Congressman Potts?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have an amendment throughout the bill, strike at large.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? You know what? I'm not even supposed to be chairing this. Passing it to you.
Congressman Potts.
No further discussion.
We need just a vote on that amendment, unless there's more discussion.
Okay. Madam Clerk, will you restate the amendment?
Throughout the bill, strike at large.
Thank you. Okay, all those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? Congresswoman Edwards?
Page 2, line 54, strike the first or and insert after children or parents.
Motion.
Please read. Strike the first or at line 54 and insert after children or parents. So it would read the applicant, applicant's spouse, applicant's children, or parents, if they will reside with the applicant, must not be participants in any other home loan.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes. Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, lines 37 and 38, strike of less than 75,000 and insert of not more than 150,000 of the then published, of the then current HUD published median family income, parentheses, MFI, close parentheses, limits for families of 1 to 8 or more persons.
We have a motion.
Clarification.
Congressman Potts.
750,000, you meant percent, correct?
Pardon me?
You said 150,000.
150%.
Is that correct? Written? Yes. Okay.
Sorry.
Second, and I want to discuss, because you did say dollars. So what you've done is you've stricken out the static, stationary dollar amount, put in a percentage over and above the second tier of the HOSDA or the guidelines that we looked at just a few minutes ago.
Correct.
Which would elevate that limitation in earnings to cover Osages that don't qualify for HOSDA funds, but also has a limitation, upper end limitation. And also from looking at this table, it is dependent on household size. The benefit would go up according to the size of household, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to reread it.
Thank you. You have the floor.
Strike of less than $75,000 and insert of not more than 150% of the then current U.S. Housing and Urban Development, parentheses, HUD, close parentheses, published median family income, parentheses, MFI, close parentheses, limits for families of 1 to 8 or more persons.
Have a motion or an amendment?
Are you reasserting? Did you withdraw and reassert? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Second.
Okay. We have a restated amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes.
The only other thing I would...
Congressman Potts.
I have an amendment. Page 3, line 96 and 97, strike lines 96 and 97 and insert, this bill should be effective as of October 1st, 2019, upon signature of the principal chief or upon signature of the Speaker of the Osage Nation Congress following legislative vote read.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion on the effective date and a second discussion. Congressman Potts.
Purpose for the amendment is currently it's effective immediately upon signature. I don't want one of our departments to be put in the position to not have rules and regulations in place and have an effective law where there is no efficient means to deliver the service to the people. I decided on October 1st. It's the start of the new fiscal year. I'd be open to an amendment somewhere closer to this time. We don't have to have the full time until October, but some time would be helpful, I believe.
Any further discussion? Okay, we're back on the amendment. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? Amendment passes. Congresswoman Edwards?
On 1912, we had a discussion last meeting about the $2,000 limit, and I think it was suggested that that was low, and so I would propose an amendment to strike throughout the bill $2,000, and now I need some guidance. $3,500 was one I heard, and then I also heard $5,000. But I think we've got to remember where we are. They only had enough funds this year to help. If you look at the support statistics, they only had enough funds this year to help 8 families. So, and I think there's numbers, let's see here. I should have numbered these, I'm sorry. The down payment assistance, this says 6, but I don't know why, it looks like 8. Maybe, are you looking at, it's the second page. That must be, we'll have to look at this again, but that might be NAHASDA money. Let me see. Anyway, I'm going to say strike 2,000 and insert 3,500.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that for discussion.
Okay, we have a second for discussion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So the amendment was throughout the bill to strike 2,000 and insert 3,500. You're still leaving the 3% of the purchase, limited to 3% of the purchase price of the home or $3,500, whichever is less per applicant. Have you looked to see how that works for different levels? Why is that 3%? Why do we have a percentage and also
Well, that's how it, federal, some of the programs that first-time home buyer programs in the past that I've seen were a 3%, were up to 3% of the cost of the home.
Why don't we just strike the percentage level and just put $3,500?
Well, what are you going to do if the down payment's not that high?
Up to $3,500.
Okay. Amend and withdraw and restate throughout the bill, strike 2,000 and insert up to $3,500.
Okay, there's a motion.
Was that an amendment to the amendment?
It was a withdraw and restate.
Okay, then. So you struck the 3%.
Oh, no. I didn't do that yet. Okay, page one, page two, line 76, strike 3% in the numerical equivalent, and insert and strike $2,000 and insert, well, I need to restate that. Is, yeah. is it any place else? It is there.
B also.
Okay. Let me try again. Page 2, line 76, strike 3%. Strike 3%.
The purchase
and insert, well, yeah, of the purchase price of the home, comma, or, and insert $3,500. And strike whichever is less.
Mm. You're hurting me.
Okay. Page one, line 76. Page two, line 76. Strike 3% of the, and all of lines 78, 77 and 78, and insert $3,500 per applicant per home.
I thought we were going to include up to.
Up to $3,500 per applicant per home.
Congressman Mason.
You know, when we come up with these pieces of legislation and we're changing some things and we're talking dollars and cents, are we thinking in terms of how many, what is this particular piece of legislation going to cost? Are we going to service 100 people or 10 people at $3,500? Or because I think the staffers over there said we run out of money. You know, if we run out of money, we can't service the Osage applicants that come across even at this level that we're at now. So this law that will kick in, will that be just a real question? I don't know the answer, but that's why I'm asking. Is we're increasing the top dollar amount that will be a payout, and that is supposed to last them through September 30th of this year, and then they'll get some additional money, we hope, to implement this law. Question. That's
all. Question to the sponsor.
To anyone at the table.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, from sitting in these meetings, it's my understanding that currently the tribal dollars that help with people that don't qualify for NAHASDA is being distributed by policy at the rate of $5,000 per applicant. That's my understanding from these meetings. Somebody needs to correct me if I'm wrong. The bill that we've been considering on the table was put at $2,000, which was $3,000 less than by policy what they're currently doing with the tribal dollars there. So by moving it to $3,500, I believe it'll serve more people. And I think that historically this has been something that we have funded annually that are dollars that run out, that's quite possibly administered on a first-come, first-served basis. And sure, we probably need to fund it more, but funds are limited here. So That's my, what I understand of it. Correct me if I have my understandings wrong.
Congresswoman Edwards?
That's my recollection. What I think might be happening, though, is that there is one sum of money that I believe last year was $260,000 in tribal funds that's being utilized for two programs. And I think that in the coming year, we'll need to break those out and have one sum for the down payment assistance. And maybe they will take, maybe they can take some applications and give us a sense of how many people are actually applying and qualifying. We'll hear that discussion in the fall. I will give you an estimated, if this gets through, I'm going to get an estimated fiscal analysis from our budget analyst based on the numbers that they have now. I think I asked her for the waiting list for this year and some other things. So I understand that I need to have a fiscal analysis, and I will get that as soon as we make some decisions here, I'll get that fiscal analysis. So.
Congresswoman Edwards?
If I have a motion, wipe my other motion out, and my motion is page 2, line 76, strike 3%, parentheses 3%, close parentheses, of the purchase price of the home, or $2,000, whichever is less, and insert up to $3,500 per applicant per home.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. You heard the changes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? The amendment passes. And Congresswoman Edwards, just to dovetail myself onto Congressman Mason, there is a large waiting list. And I wonder if these are all the numbers. But as you said, we'll look at numbers as we move on down the road. So
this waiting list that we have on top is for the rehab. I thought she gave me the waiting list for the down payment assistance. I'll see what I can. I will get some more information. Does anyone have any more amendments right now? Because I'm going to move to postpone.
Well, did we want to? I'm all up. We can postpone, but B, Section B, I was trying to fashion an amendment for that because it still references $2,000.
Okay. But you want to do that?
Well, I can come back with it when we revisit this bill. I'll make a note, and I've got a good copy of this I'm making notes on. So.
I've got it.
Go ahead.
Page 2, line 76, strike 3. Wait a minute. I
up
to. No. Page 2, line 81, strike $2,000 and insert $3,500.
I got it. Line what?
80. 81.
81. Strike. Insert $3,500, mm-hmm. And that gets it
right.
Now is that the only place?
I believe. Let's see here.
I think that's that's it.
Shouldn't be up here anywhere. Date.
Okay, there's a motion with a second amendment. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
If we're going to visit this bill at a later date, I just had two more notes on here that I needed some clarification. One for my own information and the other one for the program that administrates this. So If we're going to revisit it, those are the only two things I have left on this bill. And then we can pass it. As far as my satisfaction, I'm ready to move on it. So.
That's today. This is today's agenda. At 2 o'clock, some of the bills have fallen off, so let's break for lunch and come back at 2 and see if we can get through this. Move to postpone to the call of the chair.
Second.
All those in favor, oops.
All those in favor say, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Move to adjourn, recess.
Motion to adjourn.
recess.
Adjourn.
Adjourning until 2 o'clock? Adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I
adjourned.
Maybe you can answer my questions and we don't have to. Well, the one for my own.